Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with great events unrolling later this week. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. This is the day that political junkies have been waiting for. Can you imagine the complete truckload of exit polling and analysis, and with 16 primary elections or caucuses coming up, with enough delegates at stake to perhaps secure the nomination of both parties for Joe Biden and for Donald Trump, it is a huge political day. And then Thursday of this week is the State of the Union Address. And given the fact that right now the greatest point of vulnerability, and there are polls everywhere, there's a New York Times, Siena College poll, brand new, there's a brand new Wall Street Journal poll, and they all show that two-thirds, no, three-quarters of Americans, it's 73%, three-quarters of Americans believe Joe Biden is too old to be an effective president, which means that there has to be continued discussion about Joe Biden stepping aside. If you have 73% of the American people who think you're too old, what do you do to convince them that that's not true? It's not enough to say that the doctor examined him and he is fit and ready for duty. There is still a feeling that somehow somebody 81 years old, and that's what President Biden is, should follow the example of Mitch McConnell, who's 1 year older. He's 82, and he's stepping aside in November. Now, Joe Biden may be asked by the people of the United States to step aside in November. But the idea that he could be persuaded by members of his own family or members of his own party to step aside, and then the question becomes, how do the Democrats pick someone to succeed him? There's another Monmouth University poll that was conducted earlier this month that showed the enthusiasm gap being another factor that is extremely threatening to Joe Biden's victory or potential victory or possible or even conceivable victory coming up in November. The Monmouth University poll showed that only 32% of registered voters said that they feel at least somewhat enthusiastic about Biden's candidacy. And that number stands at just 62% among Democrats. In other words, you have a real potential turnout problem if 38% of your own party members say they're not enthusiastic about voting for Biden. Most of the decline has been recent, with the net Democratic ID for the group falling 19 points from a 66-point average in 2020, Gallup said. At that time, 77% of black adults favored the Democrats, with only 11% favoring the Republicans. So the 2023 findings represent an 11-point decrease in Democratic affiliation, this among black voters, since 2020. And an 8-point increase in Republican affiliation. That doesn't mean a majority of black people are going to vote Republican or likely to vote for Donald Trump or anything of the kind. But frankly, if you have 11% of the black population, which in turn is 13% of the American electorate, so you have a full percentage that has been knocked off of a full 11% knocked off of the black support for Democrats, that is more than enough to doom a campaign. There is more about Israel as an issue in this campaign. And we're going to be speaking, coming up, to columnist and author and analyst and political veteran, Republican and conservative political veteran, Mona Charon is going to be joining us. But there is a big piece in the New York Times, sympathy for Palestinians grows as war drags on. And the story says a plurality of American voters now think Israel has gone too far in responding to the October attacks by Hamas, and a growing share believes the U.S. isn't doing enough to help the Palestinian people, a new Wall Street Journal poll finds. The interesting thing is they allowed people to choose one of four ratings. Either you believe that Israel has gone too far, that Israel has been about right, that Israel has not gone far enough, they need to do more, or don't know and refuse. What's fascinating about this is how evenly divided people are. And again, the coverage is somewhat misleading. Because while it shows that 42% think Israel has gone too far, if you add up that Israel's response has been about right, or that Israel has not gone far enough, it's 24% say it's been about right, 19% say it hasn't gone far enough. So there are actually 43% feel that Israel has handled it just right, or they need to go even further. That's 43%, and 42% saying that Israel has gone too far. I'm not sure what gone too far means. When you announce at the very beginning, yes, your purpose of the war is to dismantle Hamas and to take it out of the picture so it cannot start another war, that it cannot start another orgy of killing like they did on October 7th. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about a new development that says that, guess what? The long-standing threat to world health that was created by hunger has now been replaced and exceeded by obesity. That obesity is, at least according to some analysis, now a bigger threat to the health of the world than hunger is, which I guess represents as something like progress. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to Mona Charon about a recent column that she writes about should Democrats dump Biden? And if they did, then who is the alternative? There's also a perspective on the IVF and the GOP, three different allusions. And then by flip-flopping on the border, congressional Republicans actually delivered to their constituents. Really? How? We will get to that and more with Mona Charon. She is the author of an upcoming book, Hard Right, The GOP's Drift Toward Extremism. That and more with Mona Charon coming up. Also, Bill Maher suggesting a different approach, a whole new and radically different approach that Biden should take toward discussing and coping with some of the challenges of old age. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Michael Medved Show, very glad to welcome back to the show Mona Charon, who is a syndicated columnist. She is policy editor at The Bulwark, and she is the host of the Beg to Differ podcast. Her latest book, which is due out in paperback this June, is called Hard Right, The GOP's Drift Toward Extremism. And particularly on the eve of Super Tuesday, It's sort of hard to even see anything so super about it. I would love to see some surprises on Super Tuesday. Do you think that is either likely or possible, or is this just going to be the sort of the dead men walking, the steady, slow, inexorable progress of two oldsters named Trump and Biden?
Yeah, any hope that I ever entertained about the state of the GOP was crushed long ago. So I expect that we will see on Super Tuesday Trump cruising to victory. So far, Nikki Haley has been able to win one primary, which was the District of Columbia. And I expect that will probably be her grand total.
So she has reached her peak already. You have a column recently asking the question, should Democrats dump Biden? Your opinion about that, especially if dumping Biden would mean dumping her in favor of Kamala Harris. First of all, I think he probably reacted as I did. Were you a little bit shocked to hear Kamala Harris's speech at Selma attacking Israel?
So I have not read her speech yet, but I did see one person saying that she was actually criticizing Hamas for not accepting ceasefire deals and that the speech had been misreported. So I have to look into it. I don't know yet.
Okay. In terms of Kamala Harris, would she be a good standard bearer for the Democrats?
No, her approval ratings are even lower than Biden's, she just has not been able to effectively use the platform of the vice presidency to form a connection with the American people. Now, look, you could say a lot of vice presidents don't. It's kind of difficult to establish yourself as a vice president. The whole point of the role is to be a faithful, assistant to the president and not be attempting to create your own brand or elevate yourself and so on. That much having been said, even when she was a candidate for president, she really wasn't in 2019. She was very ineffective after, really great gangbusters announcement speech. She went nowhere. Her campaign just seemed to flounder. She really didn't seem to know why she was running. So I don't think she would be stronger. I think Trump would easily beat her. And so the problem with dumping Biden, is just that there's no guarantee that whoever replaced him wouldn't be worse, in terms of ability to prevent Trump from returning to the White House. I can fantasize all I want about Josh Shapiro or Gretchen Whitmer or even his Commerce Secretary.
Gina Raimondo.
Yeah. Raimondo, who's great, former governor of Rhode Island. These are all great people, there's no guarantee that that's the person who would emerge from any sort of either late primary contest or even brokered convention. No guarantee of that. So it's a really terrible, terrible situation that we find ourselves in I don't find the contrast between I don't find the choice between Trump and Biden difficult at all. Not remotely difficult, okay? One of them is a lawless, insurrectionist, corrupt demagogue, and the other is an older guy who's lost a step, but who basically will preserve our democratic republic as we have always known it. So I don't have any trouble making this choice for myself. I am, however, incredibly worried that such a huge percentage of the electorate does not have confidence in Biden's ability to do the job. They are worried about his age, I think excessively, but nevertheless, the facts are what they are. Voters are saying that they don't trust him to be able to do the job. So it's terrible. It is so, so scary that this is how it's shaping up.
Well, Maureen Dowd wrote a sort of fantasy column in which she presented a potential State of the Union address for Joe Biden, in which he concludes that address as Lyndon Johnson concluded his address in March of 1968. By making a surprise announcement that he's not going to be a candidate, that he's going to open up the convention, release all his delegates. Do you think there's any chance of that?
Well, I wouldn't say there's no chance, but I think it's pretty slim. By the way, I remember that LBJ speech. I was 10 years old. Watching it with my mother, and I was drifting off, and then I heard him say, "Therefore, I will not seek the nomination of my party." And I sat bolt upright and said, "Did he say what I think he just said?"
See, I was in college. I was in college at the time, given that I'm older, and there was actually right after he finished the speech, there was a spontaneous demonstration on the New Haven Green where a bunch of students came down waving American flags, cheering because Lyndon Johnson was not going to be returning to office. And that seemed to herald the end of the Vietnam War. Well, it didn't work out that way. And
the plans. So, you don't. It is an important lesson to bear in mind that history is very contingent. You don't always get what you think you're going to get when you get your way. And a lot of those anti-war protesters thought it was a victory that Johnson didn't stand for re-election. And then, of course, the war went on for another 4 more years.
Johnson replaced by Richard Nixon, which complicated. Mona Charon's most recent book, Hard Right, comes out on June 27th, 2000. Well, it has come out, and it's coming out in paperback and soon to be there. Mona, appreciate your joining us. Some of her most recent columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with Bill Maher on how Biden can actually make age a virtue. Coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Thursday, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of the speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share. Additionally, he'll advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans and combat cancer. Following his victory in the Colorado ballot case at the Supreme Court, former President Trump expressed his desire for President Biden to compete against him in the upcoming election rather than through legal battles. The High Court's unanimous ruling Monday affirmed that states cannot exclude Trump from the ballot. NFL star Jason Kelce announced his retirement from football.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, And I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 draft. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Look around the world. They say the world is on fire. Obviously, a brutal struggle against the Houthis who are trying to disrupt world shipping. Ongoing struggle against the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. Russia is continuing to threaten the very existence of the nation of Ukraine. And with all of that going on, there is a new headline that says, obesity now greater risk to global health than hunger. Okay, this is publicized in Yahoo, but it's based on a big new comprehensive study from Lancet, the British medical journal. More than 1 in 8 people in the world are clinically obese, as the number of obese people on the planet passed 1 billion for the first time. It is now the leading form of malnutrition, with a number of people considered underweight falling to below 550 million. In other words, you have twice as many people who are obese as are seriously underweight. And seriously underweight, obviously, you're at some risk of doing damage to your health by starvation or near starvation situations. But we have made tremendous progress against starvation. Being obese or underweight are forms of malnutrition because in both cases people are not getting the right nutrients, vitamins, and types of calories that are needed to be healthy. Experts warn that children were paying the price for inaction on obesity by global leaders, with under 18s accounting for 159 million of those who are obese. The leaders of the National Health Service in Britain called the study's findings alarming. Well, of course they would. And said obesity rates were a ticking health time bomb. The analysis was by a global team of experts led by Imperial College London and the World Health Organization, who revealed that the proportion of women who are obese has doubled since 1990 to almost 1 in 5 and tripled among men to around 1 in 7. In the UK, which ranked 78th out of 200 countries analyzed for adult obesity levels. Almost 3 in 10 adults were obese, with women slightly more likely to be overweight than men. This continues. The one thing that it's very difficult not to see on something like this is that obviously there, yes, obesity is one of those things that has a genetic component. It is related, and my wife has been doing a great deal of work on this, but obesity has a relationship very directly to physiological problems. It's not just a matter of choice, but there's an element of choice, whereas nobody chooses to starve to death, and that is some improvement. There's a headline of the week that actually merits some recognition as the dumb headline of the week, maybe a Golden Turkey Award. But the headline said for Reuters, U.S. election 2024, who are the presidential candidates? Reuters wrote that headline last week. Who are they writing this for? If you don't know by now who are the presidential candidates, the election has been postponed. Do we need more of the election? Well, Bill Maher at least has something novel and different to suggest about the way that Biden should handle the crucial issue of his age. This is clip 15.
Instead of trying to refute all the too old to be president slams, Joe must embrace them. Stop with the I'm sharper than ever. Nobody's buying that. Don't try to deny the age thing. Lean into it. Lean in. Lean in like you're eating soup. And just admit it. Say, yes, I'm bad with names, and I walk like a toddler with a full diaper. You're so old, your bad kid with a drug problem is 54.
I think that's a reference to Hunter. And again, that is one of the interesting things about this campaign, is that here we are on the eve of Super Tuesday, and Hunter Biden, despite his, 7 hours worth of deposition, appears to be a little bit less in the public news than you might expect. There's also this, issue about Biden's age. This was the subject of the cold open on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. Listen, it started with a parody of a CNN anchor talking to Karine Jean-Pierre, played by an actress, of course. Clip 13.
I'm to Washington with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Hello, Dana. Pleasure to be with you to talk about the most vigorous man I've ever known, Joe Biden.
Really?
Absolutely. I was just with him, and behind closed doors, he's a whirlwind. I mean, Dana, look at his schedule. 7 a.m., Soul Cycle class. And I'm not talking about taking one. He leads it. 8:30 a.m., plays speech chess in the park. 8:32 a.m., wins chess game, points at opponent, and says, next time, young blood. 9:30 a.m., meets with Joint Chiefs for a military strategy meeting and push-up contest. 10:02 a.m., wins contest, points at the head of the Joint Chiefs and says, next time, young blood. 10:03 to 11, train time. And that's all before a lunch where he eats 5 whole chickens and a raw potato.
Okay, and then about Biden's trip to the southern border, clip 14.
Okay, so you feel he's up to the job.
Dana, I was just with him, and behind closed doors, he's a dynamo. This weekend, we both went down to the border town of Brownsville, Texas, and Joe went into beast mode. He said, we're going to tighten this border. Look how easy I can cross it. Then he parkoured up to the top of the border wall. He front-flipped into the Rio Grande and came back up with a fish in his mouth. But you didn't report that because it doesn't fit your little narrative.
Well, with all due respect, it doesn't fit reality.
And the fact is that when you have become the subject of some attempts at humor on Saturday night, that is not a good sign. I'll tell you what else is not a good sign. Most Americans now live in a legal marijuana state, and most have at least one dispensary in their county. 74% of all Americans live in a state where marijuana is legal for either recreational or medical use. There are, of course, states that have loosened up their drug laws dramatically, most specifically Oregon, where they are reconsidering that and whether that actually benefits the people of the state. Meanwhile, there was a piece on 60 Minutes that was worth attention, and a piece about the border with the perspective of a retired border control chief who basically had harsh words for both parties when it comes to addressing what has become a very real immigration crisis. We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
Hey, you got good ideas? Bring them to me.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show. We've been talking a lot today about the positive news for President Trump, and there has been a great deal of positive news for President Trump and his supporters. News that ranges from a Supreme Court decision that says no, individual states like Colorado and Illinois and Maine are not going to be able to take Trump's name off the ballot because of his participation in an alleged insurrection on January 6th. That won't happen. There also appears to be that very notable edge for Trump in particularly the swing states. But there is also this, and it's the lead editorial today in the Wall Street Journal. And this on the eve of Super Tuesday. And they write in the journal, House Republicans have released transcripts of their depositions with Hunter and James Biden. And we've read them, so you don't have to trust what other papers don't want to report. Far from Democratic claims that these depositions show nothing wrong, the testimony confirms the story of political influence peddling and family profiteering. Even if he didn't get a dime himself, Joe Biden willingly assisted his son Hunter and brother James in schemes to cash in on the Biden family name. Under hours of questioning, Hunter and James acknowledged unsavory facts revealed by prior witnesses. Hunter finally admitted that former partner James Gillier was indeed referring to Joe Biden when he envisioned an equity partnership that included 10 held by H, that would be Hunter, for the big guy, as part of a 2017 deal with Chinese energy company CEFC. This is notable after years of Democratic claims that the laptop on which the email was found was Russian disinformation. They conclude this editorial. And again, this is the Wall Street Journal. We're not talking about Breitbart or the Epic Times or the Examiner. It's the Wall Street Journal. Republicans plan to invite Hunter for a public hearing, and they may move to impeach President Biden. That impeachment won't go anywhere in the Senate, and it could backfire politically by mobilizing Democrats in the president's defense. They'll accomplish far more by educating the public, writes the journal, about the Biden family's influence peddling and letting voters decide if they want to reward it with a second term. And what about a second term for Biden's handling of the border? 60 Minutes did a piece on the border where they were appropriately tough on both parties. These have to do with the recollections of a former retired border control chief named Raul Ortiz. Listen.
In our interview, Ortiz criticized Governor Abbott for not cooperating with the Border Patrol and playing politics with immigration. But he also expressed frustration with President Biden.
I've never had one conversation with the president or the vice president for that matter. And so I was the chief of the Border Patrol. I commanded 21,000 people. That's a problem.
I just saw 50 people today who had just crossed the border illegally. So something's not working.
We need to make sure that Central America, South America, Mexico, that those regions understand that if you pay a smuggler and you cross in between the ports of entry and you do not have a legitimate claim to some sort of asylum benefit, you're going to be sent back.
Do you believe that the White House has sent mixed messages to migrants?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, that, of course, is the heart of the biggest failure of the Biden administration. It's not the fact that they didn't finish a wall. It's that they sent a message which, particularly in the early days of the Biden presidency, seemed to suggest to people, come one, come all, that it would be easier for people to get into the country. Rich Lowry wrote today that Joe Biden was inaugurated on January 20th, 2021. Less than 2 weeks later, on February 2nd, he issued the executive order that began the unraveling at the border in earnest. The border crisis, writes Rich Lowry, isn't something that happened to President Biden. It's not a product of circumstances or understandable policy mistakes made under duress. No, he sought it and created it on principle and as a matter of urgency. It wasn't a second-year priority or even a second quarter of the first-year priority. The new president set out in his initial days and weeks in office to destroy what Trump had built, most consequentially in that February 2nd executive order. By then, mind you, there had already been significant action to loosen up on the border, including on his first day in office. This is going to be a major issue, if not the major issue, confronting President Biden as he seeks re-election. It probably will end up being an even more significant issue in distributing votes than questions about President Biden's age. We will get to more on that tomorrow. Meanwhile, speaking of questions of age, what do you say about an international rock star who meets a beautiful girl who's 14 and just can't resist her? Her name was Priscilla. His name was Elvis. I'll bet you can figure out the last name. Those two stars are the subject of the new movie, Priscilla. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An army brat stationed with her family in Germany during the 1950s gets to meet the most famous entertainer in the world in the new film biography, Priscilla.
What's your name?
Priscilla Boyer.
You like Elvis Presley?
Who doesn't?
Why my daughter?
Well, sure, I happen to be very fond of your daughter. Are you going to be here or not?
I want a life of my own.
Well, in this great-looking and moving film from writer-director Sofia Coppola, Priscilla Presley gets to upstage her husband Elvis for the only time in her life. The celebrity bride is played by a dynamic and extraordinary actress named Kaylee Spaney. Unlike other films about Elvis, there's no vision of Jacob Elordi impersonating the superstar as he entertains adoring crowds. Instead, there's sympathetic focus on his deeply troubled and dysfunctional personal life. It's rated R for rough language, some graphic sexuality, and yes, drug use. 3 stars for the disturbing and memorable Priscilla. And it is available for fans of streaming. Coming up next time on the Michael Medved Show, There is an amazing thing about that new New York Times and Siena College poll that we were talking about today. It shows that 10% of the voters who backed Biden in 2020 now plan to support Trump. Meanwhile, how many Trump voters plan to support Biden? According to this poll, it's 0.5%. What is the essence of the incredible loyalty that President Trump has been able to inspire in his backers? We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about conspiracy theories. Tomorrow, of course, is Super Tuesday. But there are tons of conspiracy theories about the election of 2024. What do they allege? And are any of them potentially insightful or particularly explanatory? 33%, according to a new poll, of young voters don't want to be friends with somebody from the other party. And believe it or not, despite everything that you may have assumed, electric cars release more toxic emissions than gas-powered vehicles and may be worse for the environment, according to a shock report. And then there is this, heading into what has been called Super Tuesday. Financial Times reports it's a rerun, and that means that U.S. cable news is struggling for viewers who are simply fatigued by politics. So what can the networks do to get their usual campaign season ratings boost? A Trump bump failing to materialize? We'll tell you what all of that means next time in This Greatest Nation on...
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.